1, 2, 1, 2.
Lately I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
Like see me smiling over the phone, you know. He says it's been about 10 days. I don't know how to describe it, guys. The Lord is coming, and no matter what comes at me, I just, oh, Tana won her softball game, by the way. Go, Tana!
We prayed. Yay, we won.
Good, Tana.
We prayed for the bat. Carol said, let's pray that she'll bat a good one. And I said, yeah, let's pray for the old bat.
Yeah, I got two runs, and awesome. Yeah, we won. So,
good.
Yeah, I didn't get any home runs, but I guess I did get an RBI or two.
Good job.
Thank you.
Good.
Glory to God, but I prayed the whole time.
Sure.
To help me.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Deborah said two-run Tana. Are you running with a cupcake in your hand or what?
Well, maybe I would have gotten more runs if I would have not run with a cupcake in my hand. No, I wasn't running with a cupcake in my hand. But in heaven, I'll be able to run and cut with cupcakes in my hand and play softball at the same time.
Hey, cool.
True.
And juggle.
And juggle,
yep.
Yes.
Juggle the cupcakes.
Okay, is anyone else getting happy that we're leaving? Can you feel it? Is it? Okay,
oh, yeah.
This is different. Okay, I've been at this for almost 8 months now, and this is definitely different. I can't describe it except that this smile won't leave my face. Nothing can ruin my day. I'm challenged like everybody else. I have things that we're going through, but anyone else like that right now? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
People that are in this kind of mood, I kind of get on their nerve, but I can't help it. The Lord's excited. He's so excited to get us. I feel it. And am I shocked that I woke up here today? Yes, I'm shocked. But we're leaving. I mean, come on. If you haven't kept up on the news, I don't need the news
crazy.
To tell me I'm leaving. I believe what Jesus told me when he said this today. And God was flirting with me today. He really made me laugh this morning. He always does this right when I wake up because I'm a morning person. So that's the best time to, like, have any kind of conversations with me. I'm just a morning person. And he goes, you're such a parrot. And I was like, what? And he's done this to me before. He goes, you're a parrot. And I'm like, I'm a jackass. He goes, you're a jackass parrot. And I was like, yeah. And he goes, yeah, because you just parrot everything I say. That's all you do all day long. He's all, today. I was laughing so hard. So then I started acting like a parrot. And my son was like, what are you doing? And I'm like in the room of myself. And I'm like, it's dinner. It's dinner. It's dinner. Well, every happy. And the Lord was making me laugh. So he told me I was a parrot. He said that he likes the way I parrot everything he tells me. And I do. I am. I'm becoming like a parrot, especially like right before he gets here, because I don't know what else to say, but it's today. Believe it and be happy. We're out of here. Try not to stress over things that are coming your way, guys. Really, the rapture's going to take care of all of your problems. And really, it really is. He can take care of them before the rapture, and he might, okay? He might. He probably will. But if he doesn't, don't stress it. We're out of here.
Amen. It is 7:14 today, so.
Yes.
Yes.
We're out of here. I did have a kind of a revelation, because Romans says the 21st, and then Katie had told us in Facebook chat, God wanted us to listen to the miracle episode yesterday, so she posted it in Facebook chat, and we all listened to it, and he had me look at the date of that, and that was the 21st of February, and Roman had gotten the 21st, and
right?
Yeah, but also in that...
What was
Rebecca's
dream?
In that
Did
miracle...
Rebecca, can I have a dream, I think? 27th. Go ahead, Donna.
So this was 21st. So the 21st was a miracle episode, and then Roman had gotten the 21st. So God kind of brought that to my attention.
Right.
But in the miracle episode is when he says, because we were on the phone yesterday, or in the show, trying to figure out if we're all going together. And we said yes, and in the miracle episode, he was also confirming by having us listen to that yes, he said we're all going together. Translated together, the elopture.
I realized that right after you said that, Tana. Like, that was very confirmation.
from what we were saying.
Yeah, so, hi, Katie.
And Rebecca, right, Rebecca? Was Rebecca's dream or vision was the 27th, I think, right? We were talking about a lot of that on Facebook.
We're translated today, and then the rapture is the 21st, but then I'm saying, well, we could be translated 21st, and then rapture the 27th, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, we can.
Yes. Yes, we can.
I don't know, because every day in July is a high watch day. Just every day is a high watch day. And Roman did text me and say the 20 or the 21st, you know, because of different time zones. And now, what gave you guys the idea? I'm curious to start watching the February 21st show, the Miracle Show. Whose idea was that?
Katie got it from God, right, Katie? God told us to watch it.
Yeah, yeah.
That is so cool.
God told us to listen. I should say we couldn't really watch it. We could watch the line go across, but, yeah, we couldn't really watch it. But, yeah, we listened to it. And it was like, so cool to hear it again because I hadn't heard it really since it happened. And I was like, oh, you know, filled the Holy Spirit. Like, I was choking up during the clapping. And, like, it was just so amazing. So amazing what he did.
I'll never forget that day, too. I'm going to go listen to it just because all you guys are, and it'll make me laugh. But I haven't listened to it yet, but I'll never forget that day. It'll never leave my mind because Christine Pina, who doesn't usually call me, she called me. She's like, you don't understand. An angel just visited me. You're not going to believe what just happened. And it was so interesting because that was when the Lord told me we were all going at the same time. He told me he's been on my case a while back. He said, you keep thinking that I love your son more than you. And I do. I'm like, you love a kid more, for sure. He's like, no, I don't. Why would I? He told me in the kitchen, why would I take him before you? And then he said, why would I take you before my rapture-centric church? And he started to say, I love you all. You're all going together. And that's when he told me that. And then the synchronicity of how it all happened, I know I sound like Jonathan Kleck, but it was so good because she had never even called me before. She'd only ever texted me or inboxed me. She's like, you're not going to believe what just happened. This is crazy. An angel just met with me and told me about we're eloping. And then I wasn't hosting the shows back then. And Jason, I thought, I need to tell him. So Christine was so excited, talking a mile a minute, and I was just thrilled to hear because I had told her what God had told me about taking us all together. And then I said, well, let's get Joe. She's told me the whole thing, and I go, let's call Jason because he's hosting the show, and if we can just maybe don't let answer any calls, and you can tell us the whole story again, but tell Jason first so he can, like, hear what's going on. She's like, sure. So we got him on a three-way call. She told the story again. We were all, like, really excited, and then the show started, and that was the Miracle Show. I mean, the day was so electric that day because a lot of people at RCC had gotten a revelation about, you know, a translation first, but not everyone had. And then for Christine to get such a dramatic angel visitation, and then for the Lord to do the clapping like that. And then I remember I asked my son, I said, is it Jesus doing it? He goes, yeah. And he goes, and not
he
only
said some
Jesus.
Of it was. Some of it was.
Yeah, he said some of it was. Exactly. Thank you. He said some of it was. And what he meant was some of it was the angels. I never knew what he meant by that. And then later on, I knew that's what it meant. Some of it was Jesus, and some of it were the angels. And it had to have been the angels, because how could Jesus? Well, Jesus could. I mean, he could do anything, right? But I remember thinking, oh, when he said some of it, during the show, I was going, oh, like, maybe it's a person. But then I realized after the show that, no, it's angels, Mom. That's what he told me. And so, anyway, the whole thing, it really was. That was February 21st. That's right. That was the best show.
And he had told you, Chuck, he's like, people are going to say it's not biblical, but he's like, you know, in that he's saying people are going to say the translation's not biblical, but he's like, someone is going to find, he said, one of the RCC members is going to find it in the Bible. And sure enough, I think it was M. Bell that found it in the Bible that is biblical, that translation can happen before the rapture.
That's right. That's
right, Donna. Yes. What was I going to say? Oh, so yeah, then people were getting confirmations that we're all going together, and that Christina Pina about the elopture, how he was eloping with us. With us, eloping with us before the whole worldwide rapture. So,
and
it was pretty cool.
I love it how Jason was so, you know how Jason was all mad? Because he always gets like that when he's like, who's messing around, you know? Jason was like, who's doing that, you know?
Yeah, so people didn't listen to the Miracle episode. We actually... We were doing the church session. I wasn't on the one. I was just in chat. But all of a sudden, like thousands of rounders of applause, like someone was clapping for performance, all of a sudden went off during the show.
Yeah.
And everyone thought it was a soundbite, but no, there was no soundbite of that. I just posted in chat, whoever wants to listen later. And then so that happened twice. And then... all of a sudden, there were like two or three farts. I don't remember how many.
And Stacy or somebody saw the angels.
It was Sherry. Sherry.
Sherry.
She saw the angels above her head, and she's like, you know, we wanted us to have them clap again, I think a third time, and she's like, no, they're clapping above my head. It's so loud. she actually was clapping.
I'll go deaf.
So that's pretty cool.
I do remember that show. Oh, my goodness. I am going to listen to it again. Thanks for posting that. That was our miracle show. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he does more miracles before we leave, but that was extra special. And then on March 1st, I came out of the closet and told the truth about Kevin being translated. And that was shortly after that, March 1st. That was another big show that I told the whole miracle story of Kevin being translated. But I wasn't ready to share it up until then because I thought, surely people aren't going to believe this. I mean, remember, Kate, in the beginning, I just told you and a couple people?
Yeah.
Because who would believe that? I mean, it's just, it's too supernatural, all the amazing things that happen. And, you know, but it's God. But God told me I could tell the family. He's like, now that it's a family, you can tell what I did with Kevin. And so Kevin's there waiting for us, and we'll be translated just like he was. And Katie and I were talking today, and Katie says that the Lord told her people are being taken. Not like Rapture Centric Church, we're going together, but other people have been translated. Do you want to talk about that, Katie?
Yeah, he just told me, like, he's basically put in my spirit that people are getting translated every day.
Mm.
It's just in other countries and stuff like that. So when he says it's today, he really means it. People are leaving.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and so I got like, the same thing as Katie got. Like, I was told that a few days ago. That it's been going on, that he's been translating. And he gave me, like, a personal number and, you know, said a certain number. That number's already been translated. And it was really...
Yeah, Joe, share that, what he said.
There's, like, it's not any, let's just say, like, one group, you know, but for lack of a better term, it's, like, a group of 612. And so far, 301 of them have been translated.
Mm. Wow.
And, you know, he said that's the group I'm in. So he's like, you know, that's how close it is. It's like you know, it's already happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's well, that, yeah, so the 21, so then Roman getting 21 and then the miracle episode 21, it just kind of was brought into my attention. So.
Yeah, that does bring it to my attention. I want to welcome Kenneth to the chat room and Deborah popped in, and so did Rhea. Welcome, guys, to the chat room.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hi, everyone. I just think it's so great remembering the 21st episode. That really was something else. I think Katie and I were talking about this on the phone the other night, and then I started thinking about it, and I was so offended when I heard the fart noise at first. It's like, all right, who's doing this, you know? And then the clapping was undeniable, and I started asking the Lord, and what he told me, he said it was clapping, and then he said the third time is actually they were stomping their feet, he told me.
Oh, interesting. And
so
that was Luca's birthday, too, the 21st of February.
Oh.
Oh, that's
wow,
awesome.
That's
oh,
right.
Right
on.
That's right. So cool.
Wow. And then Raina's private messaging me and said she saw in a dream, she saw Luca, Katie, and others, including herself, translated, and Jesus asked her to ask everyone to tell them their last wish, and Raina said, I asked for my family to come, and he said, granted.
Yeah.
So she says we will have a last wish for our family when we get translated. That's awesome,
great.
Raina. Thanks for reminding us of that.
Beautiful.
I think she said that it happened. just to remind everybody. You know, the Lord, this is so biblical because the Lord told me a couple weeks ago, I think I talked about it on the radio, to remember everything I've done. So what we're doing today is we're just recalling all that he's done in these last months as he's made us a church and we've been together. This is part of that, you know, by listening to the episode is recalling. It builds the faith and it gives God a lot of glory that we can recall and believe and meditate on the wonderful things he's done for us so far. So that's really cool.
Yeah, Michelle was posting in chat how February 19th was the date that we were declared a church. The RCC was declared a church,
amazing.
She said.
Wow. I just feel like every day this month is huge. Hi, Bill. Welcome, Bill, to chat. We love you, old-time poofer.
Hi, Bill.
Old-time poofer. Yep. And I think it's kind of cool that everybody's on Facebook chat because it's like taking RCC out into the public more. And so, you know, there's probably people on Facebook chat that aren't getting translated that will continue to say, hey, all these people that were here are gone. It really is going to happen. So I think it's kind of cool that you guys are blowing up Facebook. I think that's really awesome. I had that thought today. Jerry had that thought, too.
Yeah, we're double dutying, like Michelle, Stacy, and I, all double duty.
We love the Facebook. Yeah. It's great. The Facebook is great. I encourage people to get on there. And, you know, we run it 24 hours a day. Roman's doing a wonderful job of always keeping everybody in there. And we can just kind of chat, go away, come back, and we post words and videos and talk about the rapture nonstop. It's great. Very encouraging.
I love
wonderful.
It.
And I get
yeah.
a lot of people on there. Yeah, it's really cool.
Amen, Keith. It
yeah,
really is such
out.
A blessing.
Like, yep. You know, with the devil wants to use Facebook for his, you know, well, God's using Facebook for his glory, too.
Oh, yeah.
So blow it up. You know, get
yeah,
out there.
Yeah, I mean, they're Facebooking, like, you know, even our time, Judy, we're, you know, 3 hours behind for most. Like, my phone's going off at, like, 6 in the morning with everyone starting to chat over on the East Coast. And I'm like, whoa, I'm sleeping still.
Go into general settings. I had to do this because, you know, we've been doing this for a while. Roman set it up a while ago, and it would just, like, nonstop. But, yeah, you can do it. So it's just when you're in Facebook, it'll let you know the only that.
Yeah, so for 24/7 it's going. So when RCC chat isn't going in the morning and afternoon, people are chatting. But yeah, I just put my phone on phone calls only now in the morning when I go to bed. Otherwise, it is vibrating like every like 2 seconds.
It is nonstop, and it's become my favorite news outlet. I mean, Keith's posting everyone's posting just so many videos and links, and it's just it's nonstop. It's like that manna we all crave just 24/7 now.
Right. That's so wonderful. And also I want to tell you guys, 6 minutes ago, lightning struck the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C. I'm going to post the link in chat, but Paul vaguely says it's a sign. Is God trying to get America's attention? Yes, he is. If Yellowstone doesn't wake you up,
yep.
maybe a lightning strike will. But anyway, I just posted it in chat. But, yeah, it just struck. And someone got a great picture of it. Wow. Check out
cool.
the picture.
Oh, wow, that's cool. I just saw the way you posted.
Love it. Well, you know,
oh
if
gosh.
The roads melting and Yellowstone aren't waking you up, you know, maybe a lightning
right.
strike will. Maybe a little earthquake will. I don't know.
Something.
And just for anyone listening here, I know we have some new people in chat. And if anyone can go, you know, anyone's a part of RCC, you don't have to, like, become a member or anything. You know, if you feel God leading you to Rapture Centric Church, he's the pastor, yeah, you'll be translated with us. You know, if you know him and you love him, he's taking a group of people together. So just so you know, I just wanted to say that because some people are like, how do I join? I get emails. How do I join? I'm like, you're here. Jesus is the pastor. Just be here with us. But I also want to share you guys a really cool email. You guys remember Susie, our friend Susie?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, she sent me an email today. I'm going to pull it up real quick. It's really exciting. She got baptized, and she wanted to tell everybody, her whole family at RCC, hello. her schedule's kind of crazy, so she can't always, she's hopped in chat before. I think she's called in once or twice, but she just wanted to tell everybody hi, and that she got baptized in a lake, and she's really excited to be leaving with us any day now. Let's see, where is it? Okay, yeah, so she said, hi, it's me, Susie. She tells everyone at RCC, hi, I was baptized in a lake for the first time with Hudson. That's her son. It was awesome getting ready to go, but she said she just wanted to touch base with RCC. So congratulations, Susie. That reminds me, if anyone needs to be baptized, we do baptisms here at RCC. if you haven't been baptized and you want to be, we'll do it on the phone. And Luco got baptized here at RCC. And you can do
I
it.
I have a cool story that I wanted to share whenever y'all are done.
Yeah, we're ready. Go for it.
No,
okay,
for it.
So the girl Rebecca that just recently started talking to all of us and is in chat now, she said
tell
that she knows a lake.
YouTube channel. Tell us the YouTube channel.
Seeking Paradise One. Anyway, she has a friend, an older lady, who has a son, and the Lord came to her and told her that your son is going to call you and make things right with you, and then you will leave shortly after that. And she recently just got a phone call from her son, and they're supposed to be meeting Friday. And so that's really big. So I really think after Friday, anytime we're leaving, not saying it's not today, just saying apparently they're supposed to be meeting this weekend sometime. So
cool.
Pretty awesome.
Wow. That is great.
But that's not for the translation, Brad, you know. That can just be for them. But
yeah.
Cool.
Wow, that's awesome. Hey, have you seen any black crows, Katie?
Yeah, I was actually on the phone, and I was kind of complaining, and God made the biggest, I've never seen a bigger black bird just fly by me, and I was like,
wow.
Oh, my goodness. I was like, oh, thank you, God. Like, and not only that, I just, like, felt so much peace, and I was just like, whoa. I was like, wow.
Great.
Yeah. Funny you asked that, Judy. Just happened.
Yeah, I know, because I haven't really talked to you today.
Yeah.
That is a word, too.
Oh,
I gave the sense of that at work today.
Wait, I just wanted to welcome a new person real quick. Sorry, Keith.
Yep.
660, who might that be?
Who do you think?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Is that?
That ain't Chris.
It's not Chris.
Oh, who's this?
Not Chris. Who
Wait,
is it?
Who is this?
Is it Dave?
Nope.
Nope.
It's Ken.
Ken.
Oh,
Ken.
Oh,
hi.
Hi, Ken.
Ken Laughlin. Hi, Ken.
I thought you were Jesus for a minute.
Oh.
Nice.
Oh, my goodness.
I got
cool.
Some good news. I got
Go.
Some good news.
Yeah.
What's the good news?
Well, my daughter's surgery went excellent. She has a disease in her hip that she lost 2 inches off her left leg. And so for the last 2 years, her foot has not hit the ground, literally, unless she has to. But anyway, she gained it, most of it back.
She's able to
put her heel on the ground.
Great.
So that was some good news.
Oh, yeah.
Was that due to surgery, or did that just happen?
Through surgery. They had to break the leg and then shove the top part into her hip.
Right on.
And that gave it length, yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It's amazing what they do today.
Yeah. But that's some really good news, considering that she had a 2-inch discrepancy in the legs.
Wow. Praise God.
Amen.
Yeah. Hey, that's cool.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that, Kenneth. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
How's everything going? How's your radio show going, Kenneth? How's that working out?
I've had to, I haven't been able to do it for 2 months because of, we had two surgeries in the family, and then we had softball, and I ended up being a coach, and then my daughter ended up being an all-star.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah. So I've been swamped.
Yeah.
That's another reason I haven't been on here.
No, you're here now. That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm starting to get back into the swing of things.
Beautiful. Very good. Very good.
Well, that's nice. And how's the family, how's the children doing?
How's what?
How are your children?
They're doing good. They're getting ready to go to summer camp next week. And they're driving me crazy right now with questions. They'll find the scripture and then ask me the question about it.
Aww.
They don't understand it. So that's kind of, I halfway expect that, so. But that's what's going on here.
Wow. Well,
plus,
we're so
I did
glad.
Plus, I did a video today.
Cool.
Who did?
So, I did.
Oh, will you post the link in chat for me? Well, I subscribed to you, so I should see it, but maybe you can post the link for me.
Can I post the link to you?
Can you just post it in chat? I'm subscribed to you, but it didn't come up on my feed. I don't know why. Sometimes that happens.
Okay, well, here, let me see if I can. It'll take me a few minutes, but I'll try and do it.
No worries. Stay on the line, Kenneth, and jump in. Everyone's unmuted. Jerry, Kenneth, Katie, Joe, Tana, Matt, Keith. Speak up, church. We're out of here. Anybody have anything to say?
Yeah, I have something. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, Katie.
Oh, I was going to say I did remember part of my dream, and part of it was I was staring at a big mansion.
Ooh.
There you go.
Woo-hoo.
So, yeah.
Now, cool. I missed what were you saying. So Rebecca was told something, friend, and the sun thing was patched up, you said, and so.
Oh,
Friday.
Friday was patched up, and so we're out of here.
Next Friday,
awesome.
Maybe.
Yay.
Now, there's a little seven-year-old who made a video, and I posted it. It's the cutest little video. I posted it to my likes. A seven-year-old told him that the Lord's coming tomorrow or something like that. It was the cutest video.
Which is today.
It should be.
Oh, which is today. Okay, which I think is going to happen. So I'm going, seven-year-old kid. I like it.
I asked him to block any dreams not from him, and to give me dreams like rapture dreams or translation dreams or heaven dreams. So anyway, he gave me a dream where I was getting on an airplane and flying off.
Oh.
Woo. Awesome.
Oh.
We're hanging on the tail.
Awesome.
I like that.
Cool.
Wow, Tana.
So Katie's looking at a mansion. Tana's flying out of the airplane. You guys get in the picture?
Oh, yeah. Up, 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 and away.
Anyway, I think, you know, and I wanted to go early. Like, I wanted to go early. Like, so it was like kind of like a translation dream because my mom was there and I'm like, no, we need to go now. I want to get to the airport early. I want to get there early to make sure that, you know, I don't miss the plane or whatever. And so, you know, I got there and made it plenty of time. So that's why I was like, it's a translation dream.
Translation dream.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, nice. Definitely if RCC was going on an airplane, we would arrive, like, what, a year in advance? I'm just awesome. Kidding.
Oh my gosh.
I had a question, for Katie about her blackbirds. Katie, you've seen the blackbirds disappear twice, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, for some reason, he brought to mind, when I was hearing that, he brought to mind, like, Noah's dove, and he released the dove three times. And I was wondering if that, like, you expect maybe a third seeing of a blackbird at this point, or whether anything like that had crossed your mind.
I definitely have been waiting for another one to happen, so yeah.
Interesting. Okay, cool.
So
cool.
Maybe he put that in there for a reason. Maybe there'll be one more.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Mm. He'd have to be right away if he made me think of that.
Wow. Billy is soon to be a jackass. Billy from chat. Actually, no, he's not. He's not going to be a jackass because we're leaving. So I rephrase that.
Good for you.
I wanted to. So you guys, Bill and his dad get into it. He gets a little bit of an attitude from his dad. He got an attitude on the phone with his dad last week because he told. He calls his dad each weekend, and his dad does a good job at getting Bill pissed off at the government idiots and the invasion that has been going on in this country since 2011, and blah, 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 no retirement, no future. Anyway, when Billy's dad was telling him all this stuff about the state of our world, and Bill said, don't bother worrying about it. I don't think the USA will exist much longer, maybe only 2 months, but certainly won't exist by the end of the year. So his dad, to his surprise, took that literally, which is good because that's the point, and we are taking it literally too, and is doing his own countdown. So today his dad told us, well, on the 13th, today he said marks 7 weeks to go. And Bill says, if nothing happens, I'm a jackass for sure and a laughing stock. But I just wanted to say, I think that's awesome that his dad began his own countdown because I think it caught Bill by surprise that his dad believed him. So praise God. We thank you, God, for getting the message out. I know a lot of people are feeling led to get the message out right now in ways that are a little more overt than they've been in the past.
Yes.
Joe, do you want to share anything about that? Or?
Yeah, totally. Sorry, I had myself muted. The Lord's been having me the last 2 days just go out and see, you know, from my close friends to people I haven't seen in months, and just tell them, like, I know I've told you this before, but, like, it's really happening. Like, please believe me, you know. Just relying on the Spirit, really. I just kind of go where He tells me, and the Spirit does the talking for me. But, just a lot lately. You know, the last 2 days especially. Like, all I've been doing. I mean, we're so
great.
There. Like, I don't know what else to do. You know, I love these people. I don't know. Like, but it's just so much urgency, and I've had a sense of urgency since early January. Now it's just like uncomparable.
Right. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Praise God, we are in the last seconds. We are so blessed.
Mm. Amen. I was just reading this evening how, well, technically it's next day, but Lebanon fired on Israel.
Yeah.
Again at 10:47 p.m.
I also read that Egypt is now offering to broker a peace deal between them. And I was wondering if that was
a joke.
I figured as much. But I wondered if there was any biblical tie in with Egypt doing that. But that was just a passing thought through my head. I haven't had time to research it yet.
So. Yeah, I'm not sure if they tend to be a Hamas spokesman. Spokesman Swazi Barahom over said in response to the Egyptian ceasefire proposal that his movement would not accept any truce that excludes the conditions of the Palestinian groups and people.
Wow. There you go. They're trying to have
a... I got to go to a prayer meeting, so I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay.
Love you all.
Bless you, Keith.
Love you,
Keith. Love you, Keith.
Hi. Keith, bye-bye.
Bye.
Happy healing. Yeah, the Israel's talking about a peace thing tomorrow, so they're going to try to see if they can get a ceasefire tomorrow. We'll see. Israel is meeting tomorrow with the cabinet to see working broker out some kind of deal for a ceasefire because there's 185 Palestinians dead and 30 children out of that or whatever. It's really bad. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
It's really bad.
And Syria was firing on Israel, too, at 6:15.
Yeah.
Rocket fire from Syria exploded in open territory near Israeli community in the northern Golan Heights on Monday, according to Army Radio. The rocket reported started fire but not cause any injuries.
Also, well, it was reported on major news and then confirmed by Dabu, which is basically who I can get, like, you know, I'm like, all right, then that's a pretty straight-up story. But the Prime Minister of Israel said that they need to strike Iran sometime in the next year, you know, or even shorter time than that. Like, he went out and said that, like, you know, stood behind a podium, and that's just kind of inviting Iran into this now. It's, I mean, again, you know, if we didn't know what we knew biblically, I'd sit there and be like, is this guy, like, on drugs or something? Is he crazy? Like, you know, like, why would someone do that? But, you know, God's will being carried out, that's what's happening. But yeah, it makes no rational sense why he would go and announce that, but it's going to escalate, I think, before it cools down.
Well, I learned something about the Iranian deal, I think it was yesterday, that surprised me. You know, they still are sort of pretending to have these negotiations with Iran between the Western powers and Iran to curtail their nuclear program. And apparently at some point they put a deadline for talks, which they sort of have to do as an urgency to make something happen. But the deadline that they've got on these talks right now, they're meeting in, I think it's Vienna, Austria, right now. And the deadline they have is July 20th. So that fits right into our timing also. And there is no prospect for them to extend those talks at the moment that's realistic because the Western powers are continuing to say that they needed some sort of hope from the Iranians, you know, some sort of indication that they're willing to make some concessions. And the Iranians are saying, no, we won't do that at all. So if that proceeds through the 20th, then probably – at least for a while, those negotiations will not be ongoing. And I believe Israel, among other things, has been waiting to deal with the Iranians as long as they could. And it may be that the breakdown in talks is a timing issue for them, that they'll start looking at other options. And of course, all these things going on around them is going to definitely be influenced by that, but there is a negotiation deadline of July 20th that is running out right now.
Good.
So it's more bad news. Good bad news. And then I watched a video of Netanyahu today, who did an interview, I think with Fox News or something, live. And what he said was, the Israeli goal is to create a situation where there is no longer a threat of missiles raining down on their population, which they will not accept anymore. So he wouldn't get into specifics, of course, but when he says that, what he means is they're looking at it from a more military point of view, and something like a ceasefire where anybody can run out of a house or even go on a balcony the next day and shoot off a missile is not what they're looking at. They're looking at something more significant, much more significant. So, and he said that very clearly and directly without any drama. He just said, we're going to make sure that we don't have that our population doesn't have to be concerned about rockets raining down on them. That's not acceptable. No nation would accept it, and we won't either.
Mm.
So I think they, at least as a posture, they're not going to tolerate the circumstances that have been allowed to exist for probably a decade now. So I don't think a piece on this subject is not, I don't think, in the offing, not anytime soon.
Yeah. It's so exciting to watch all of this. Yes,
oh, yeah.
Gemma. I'll say hi to Bubbies and Sammies. I love you, Gemma. We're glad you're back in here.
Hi, Gemma.
Hi, Gemma.
Yeah. Hi, Gemma.
Gemma. She usually stays in extreme late night chat. So, anything, any major flirts going on, guys? Any, Pat, you had anything?
God has such a few. I've just felt him so close. I've seen angels more. They're bigger. I don't know. He's just getting closer and closer. And he just says soon, you know, soon enough. And but I was in the parking lot, and I said, you know, I have these little charge accounts, and I keep them up to keep my credit right. I said, you know, these people are going to be awfully upset if I disappear. And he says, I don't think anybody's going to worry about whether there's payments for charge accounts or anything once you're gone. Everything, like, it's going to be so chaotic and crazy, don't worry about it, that they're not going to get paid, because they're not even going to be thinking of that at all, just the way you said it. That was funny. I says, okay, but I like to pay my bills, you know. But it was like, once we're gone, that's the world's going to be nuts, you know. They're not going to be thinking about, oh, Pat owes us money, you know. Yeah, I had a message from this Lana lady, but it's going to take about 3 minutes to read it. I don't know if you want me to go ahead and do that or not, because I don't want to take up, you know, too much time with this. It's good, you know, but it's up to you guys.
I think it's okay if
okay.
Michelle in the chat room says she's been seeing more flashes of light lately.
Yes.
She saw a bright purple one today. That's a major
yeah.
flirt. I saw a purple one on my wall, but it was a while back. But I've been seeing the little flashes, but I've had that happen for a while. I'm trying to think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen numbers. He does, like, three numbers of the same for me a lot.
Mm-hmm. That too? Oh, yeah.
What numbers are you getting? Because I'm getting numbers,
too. I've gotten four. I've gotten 222s a lot. 222, 111.
Mm-hmm.
444 sometimes.
Amen.
I'm kind of getting 11-11. It's like I haven't missed 11-11 a.m. or p.m.
Yeah,
and,
that too. Those are the numbers.
333 I've been getting.
33, yep.
You know, like 333
mm-hmm.
a.m. or p.m.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, he's been giving me 144 a lot too, which is funny. But, yeah. So
oh, wow. Yeah, 144.
So he'll say,
wow.
He'll say, you know, go look at the clock, you know, because there's different rooms.
He
you know,
does that, doesn't he? He does that.
Oh, yeah.
He does
oh,
that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, he does
thing
that.
If I was just glancing, it happened to be that time. That's why it means so much to me, because he's like, no, Joe, get up, go to the room where there's that clock, and go look at the time, and boom, there
thank
it is.
Thank you. I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm
no, absolutely. No, I've been having that for years.
Yeah.
The last three days, I've been saying 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh,
Jerry, it's so amazing. You just reminded me. Yes, me too. Like,
wow.
Yes, exactly. Like, yeah.
Oh, my God.
34, I'm just like, oh, wow. And, like, the first couple of days, it's like, whatever. And then, like, the night before last,
whoa.
I was like, Lord, is this, you know, like, you keep having me come in, and it's 1, 2, 3, 4 now.
Wow.
Oh, that's so cool, Jerry. Right on.
I really don't look either. I mean, I'm not... And it's like completely random. In fact, it's hard for me to look at the clock when I don't see something that's that kind of a pattern. Either you know the same numbers or 11-11, or and then I really the last 3 days I've been blown away. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. And like you said, it's just I never look at the clock. I never know what day it is. I mean, I'm just like that. If I look my life.
Right.
So I mean, you know, I'm not like, oh, am I going to be late for some appointment that I don't have, because I don't care. But that, you know, that being said, like, I never look at the clock unless he tells me to, and it's just,
right.
It's, you know, it's astonishing what he's showing. Again, you know, he's showing you guys the same thing. That's why it's so cool. I think I'm discussing this. I was talking to a few other people, and like, a lot of other members of the Bride are seeing 11-11 all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
I've had that for years. Years and years.
Right, years. Right, exactly. 11-11. Yeah. Yeah, or 4-4-4. Those two.
Yeah,
are actually.
I would say I've seen that quite a bit over the last few weeks. 4-4-4 also, particularly.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said it means angels. I don't know. Anyway. So if you want me to read this thing, I'll read it. It's good. It's good. It's cute about God the Father, what she says. Oh, it's a little further down.
I think you should read it, Pat.
It's cute. Okay. All right. This, the first part is, okay, and she likes to rhyme. So love revealed from above. Okay. I sense the Lord. I'm going to read it fast, guys, because I don't want to take too much time here. I sense the Lord saying that many have been wondering what the key to their breakthrough in the areas of fear, anxiety, worry, stress, panic, hopelessness, foreboding, pain, discouragement, and heaviness is. I saw the Lord releasing a greater revelation of his love from heaven. This revelation that has been released was bringing hearing to all the areas that have held them down and bound for so long. I saw the Lord moving swiftly in bringing forth a wholeness to the people of God in the area of despair, insecurity, fear, unrest, anxiety, worry, and discouragement. The revelation of his love as Father and his goodness was being released so rapidly that transformation was occurring almost instantaneously in encounters with him for many. I sense the Lord doing an accelerated work of deep healing in the people of God because he's calling them into place now, and anything that has held them down must be removed and healed as they align themselves with him. I saw so many displays of his goodness and affection toward his people in such swift increased momentum that the people of God were overwhelmed by the lavish love of a good father over their lives. I saw the father looking into the hearts of his children, as called secret desires released, and he was bringing forth secret desires in the hearts of his people. I saw increase of him manifesting desires that many have kept to themselves. They have not shared, but pondered and dreamed about it in their heart. When these secret desires became manifest, they were overwhelmed with his goodness and love, because only he could have known about it and orchestrated its manifestation. Years and years of heartache, torment, offense, unforgiveness, bitterness, self-hatred, anxiety, worry, panic, and intense discouragement and despair was melting away and falling to the ground. I saw that nothing could stand in the light of his goodness and love. I saw many who have continually chosen to forgive others, to obey his word and be faithful, to forgive others, but have still battled the pain and the wounds. I saw these healed as the liquid love of a good daddy reached their inmost beings, bringing tremendous freedom. As he released his banner of love over his people, all the hooks of the past were melting, and they were being completely immersed in a love of a good daddy, and wholeness was manifested in such a deep way that many felt like they were completely different, the feeling like they had almost been saved all over again. There was a realization of how much lower they were living from what God wanted for them as they stepped into who they were created to be and what they were created to do. Great joy was erupting. Not shake off, but take off. I heard the words not shake off, but take off. I sensed the Lord saying that as his love is released and revealed and the goodness of God manifested in loud ways in this season, that many would see they would not have to shake off the things of the past that have held them down, but the Lord is taking them off with his hand of love and goodness. He is removing them as they are aligned with him, and as he does, they then take off. I saw people like taking off into heights they have never dreamed of, heights and depths of knowing him, but also swiftly into an accelerated fashion into divine opportunities, networking breakthroughs, open doors, and double portions. I sense that in these amazing encounters and displays of his goodness that will be manifested loudly in many lives, they wouldn't be an intense contending, but such great ease, such a great relax and rest and surrender into his love that everything else then fell away. What many thought would take years of contending to see breakthrough in, the love and display of a good father was removing these things suddenly, and they were then suddenly positioned into increase and promotion. Suddenlies, with an S, are visiting the people of God at an increased pace like never before. Okay, let me just say, take 2 more minutes because we're almost to the end here. Surprise arise. I heard the word surprise arise, and I saw the Father smiling and giggling with great joy. John would love that one. And he released the gift of the next position of destiny and dreams for many. If you feel discouraged, hopeless, and despair, or tired of waiting, do not give up. Hold on to the dream he has given you. Hold him tight and watch him move mightily. It is happening now. Whether it is seen with the natural eye, look with the eyes of faith and see him moving according to his word. It's almost over here. Get ready for surprises of positioning into what you have only ever dreamed of and more. Get ready for multiple displays of his goodness and kindness and love in your life and throughout your days like never before. The language of the Holy Spirit is going to increase dramatically. He's going to display his love by speaking themes to his people over and over and over again to demonstrate his love, care, and attention to even small details in the lives of his children that he adores. The Father is giggling with great joy at what he is beginning to release. The children of God are about to feast like never before. Surprise, arise, take your place, let his love embrace you, and nothing will hold you back. So that's the message. Sorry, it's so long.
All good.
All good.
Thank you.
Father's God. Giggling. Oh, that's good. Giggle us right up to heaven, my dear.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Have love.
Yeah. 2 minutes.
Yes, we love you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
I love you. Love everybody.
Love you. Mm. You all, love you all listening. Love you, Bride, on the phone. I'll see you soon. ITA.
Yep.
We fly.
We fly.
Today.
11:48.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
It's definitely in the air. I was really looking at today.
Definitely. Yeah.
And as it goes into tomorrow, it's the beginning of the Hebrew fast, Psalm Tammuz, 21 days to the ninth Av.
Oh.
And which we're also looking at this year a little bit is Pharaoh's birthday.
Yep.
And on Pharaoh's birthday, there's only 2 birthdays. Go ahead, Judy.
Oh, no, I'm saying 60 seconds. Keep going, Jerry.
Oh, yep. Okay. On Pharaoh's birthday, there are 2 birthdays mentioned in the Bible. One was when Herod's birthday and John the Baptist, so was beheaded, and the other one when the 2 servants that told Joseph their dreams, the cupbearer or the wine steward who carried the wine was lifted up and restored, and the baker who served leavened bread was beheaded, and that was on Pharaoh's birthday, and our Pharaoh is said to have his birthday on August 4th,
who is
our president. So,
which is, I guess,
look up.
Oh, and that which would be the 9th of Av.
10 seconds.
That's
right. Spirit of Pride,
say,
come, Jesus.
Jesus, come take us away.
Come,
Jesus.
Come, Father.
Here, we want
come
to marry you.
Amen.
Love you, everybody.
Love everyone.
Love you. Thank you. Love you. Bye.
I love you guys.